Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. I'm Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all, and ain't nothing to it but to do it. Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
When it comes to patience, it's a muscle you have to strengthen. Practice strengthening on a daily basis. Sometimes it may seem like nothing is happening at surface level, but below the surface, things are taking place. What is up? It's your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Welcome to Vibe With Me High Energy. It's Friday. It's high day. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, on this podcast, I talk about anything and everything from raising your levels of consciousness, raising your vibration, changing your habits, thoughts, and beliefs, tapping into your imagination so that you can become more creative, and shifting your mindset so that you can start thinking about things differently, so that you can move differently. When waiting patiently on God to reveal our next step to us, first we have to ask, show me. Show me your next step. Show me your next move. And notice I said your and not my, because my move may not be the divine's next move for the people in the back. My choices and my decisions may not be the divine's decisions. And when we grow impatient, we take action on our own behalf. The thing about patience is that it has no time frame. You don't get to decide when things happen for you. You may have waited 3 or more years or less to be where you are today. Now, I'm not saying being actionless in your patience. I'm saying get prepared for what you ask for. Meaning, in order to be prepared for what you're asking for, you have to be in alignment with what you're asking for. You have to already be that person. Do those things. Okay? Preparation for the next steps. Whatever you are asking for and praying for, okay, you be prepared for what's to come along with that upgrade. Because it essentially, any type of changes you want for yourself, I would hope is an upgrade. How have you upgraded in your previous season? That's what you need to ask yourself. How have I upgraded myself in my previous season? Are you being and doing the things that are required of you to level up? You see, God wants for you what you want for yourself, for the people in the back. God wants for you what you want for yourself. And there has to be a certain alignment, like I just said, and vibration you have to be in order to receive that. So let me ask you right now, how you feeling? How you feeling, fam? You need to ask yourself that in every moment, okay? Is your vibration high? Is it medium? Is it You don't know. Is it low? Ask yourself, how you feeling? That way, you can have a chance from moment to moment to shift your vibration. That's what we talk about on this. All right? Be conscious of the things and how you feel and make changes moment to moment. Not every day. Not day to day. All right, we live in these moments right now. So that's when you want to shift your vibration. Shift to gratitude. Shift to being thankful for things. Because gratitude is one way and music is another way. And there are so many other things. Doing things you love in the between time is the best way. Some say patience is a virtue. I'm sure you've heard that phrase before. But what does it even mean? What is a virtue? Virtues are your morals, okay? Like self-control, hope, faith, your tolerance, love, generosity, and your humility. And your patience in these virtues are your ability to wait for something without getting upset or angry in the process. It's the quality of patience you have, waiting attentively until it is time to act without complaining for the people in the back. Waiting attentively, meaning waiting but also paying attention to yourself and how you're reacting and responding without complaining about it when you don't get what you ask for or when it don't show up when you expect it to. And it's not a good idea to ask God for something and then complain about it a day later or 2 days later when it doesn't show up. Maybe you needed to wait just another day, or maybe it's not what you need at this time. Again, you don't get to decide that. When waiting patiently on God to reveal our next step, we don't get to choose the timing, but we can create the delay. Y'all wasn't ready for that one, huh? We can create the delay by continuing to ask as if you didn't have faith that you were going to receive it in the first place. By getting annoyed when something else unpleasant shows up in your experience or in your reality. The truth is, we crave instantaneous feedback because of the world we live in. We crave it too much these days. We want the reactions. We want the likes. We want the comments, whether positive or negative. We want something. That's who we have grown to be. This fast-paced society of people. So that's why I say patience is a practice. And God will supply your needs if you are willing to be aware. God is the provider. You've heard me say this plenty and many of times. But God will supply your needs if you are willing to be aware, attentive. Aware of what? Aware of the signs. All right? I think I have an episode somewhere about the signs you will receive when God has something for you. Sometimes it's coincidences, or you assume that they are coincidences. You know your girl don't believe in coincidences. I know that this is a sign. Sometimes he'll bring you people who will say something. A coincidence is something like you'll hear something and later on you'll see the same thing. That's coincidences. Or you'll see something and you'll see it somewhere else. That's a coincidence. Signs are things that just show up unexpectedly. And you just know. You just know, okay? There are words and songs and music that stand out more than other words. Those are the type of signs. But one thing you can do when it comes to patiently waiting, is pray for patience if you don't have any. If you feel you don't have enough patience, pray for it. But you have to recognize when you're in your waiting season. Are you in your waiting season? Are you in your building season? What season are you in? Be open to doing God's work. These are habits you should develop. Who are you? Those are questions you should be able to answer. What's your ministry? What are your words? What do you have to give? Not only to yourself, but to this world. And if my voice sounds a little scratchy, it's because I just woke up and I had to do this. Not just for me, but for someone else. One thing about us human beings, is we think we're in control. But you only have control to a certain extent. And the rest is up to a higher power, whatever you believe in. I'm still processing my own journey. And I'm trying my best to hear God's voice over my own. I'm trying. Because there are so many things that I want to do that I'm stopping myself from doing. If anything, I turn inward to my heart, to my soul, to choose what's best for me. Because that's all I know. If it doesn't align with those virtues, I'm not doing it, fam. Because one thing I've learned for sure is that your mind will talk you out of it a million times. But the heart wants what the heart wants. So no matter how many times I deny myself the things that my heart desires, I keep coming back to it. Patience is not settling. Patience tests your faith, your trust in something bigger than yourself. You will have tendencies to find other ways of getting what you want. That's human. We all do that. I don't think it's because we don't have faith or trust, but that we have abilities to make it happen on our own. I think that's why we do that. And maybe, just maybe, God wants you to see that for yourself, that you have these abilities and to use them. That you can do it. Just not alone. I know we can make matters into our own hands, or we can take matters into our own hands, for sure. But we also should ask for help and wait patiently for God to answer. When you don't see or hear the answer, just keep praying. Believe, be courageous, and strong. Trust that everything is being worked out for your good, for the people in the back. Just trust that everything is being worked out for your good, for your highest good. So if something doesn't show up, maybe it's not for your highest good. And you don't get mad, you don't get upset. You just be grateful, thankful that something better is on its way. That's big faith, okay? Big faith is what I have in my next season. I don't worry about the house, how I'm going to get things done. How is this going to happen? I don't worry about those things. I just do what I love. I just do what I love, meaning I'm taking action. I'm taking that action. I don't know how. I don't need to know how. I just know that what I'm doing will eventually show me how. Okay, so I do what I love and I'm inspired to do. And I open myself up for God to provide the next steps. The next steps may be an idea. The next step may be as clear as day. But you have to practice patience and listening if you want to know and understand what the next step is. I thank you for listening to this podcast. I love you. Have a wonderful, beautiful Friday. It's Friday. It's high day. And I want you to think about, what season are you in right now? And how can you practice more patience today? And remember to inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit. Peace. Please check out my Etsy shop, Unlock the Magic Shop. The link is in the description of every episode, okay? I am selling Oracle cards, Unlock the Magic cards, to help you improve your life by just simply living in the present moment. And it's full of affirmations and just things to help you think differently, okay? I also have a Language of Love deck for anyone who needs clarification around their relationships, situationships, whatever you want to call it, okay? I have manifestation candles. I have crystal necklaces. I also sell sublimated t-shirts. I have guidebooks. I have a lot of things. So just please check out my Etsy shop for everything that your girl is doing. And I appreciate it. I thank you for listening to this podcast, Vibe With Me, High Energy, with your girl, Little Miss Know-It-All, who knows nothing at all. Be sure to hit that support button, okay, so I can continue to pump out and provide you with good high vibrational information. Also, share this podcast with your family and friends on your social media to help me reach a broader audience so that everyone can receive the goodness and the magic created here.